This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me at the Carver Center for Public Radio is John Jetter, who is the music conductor, director, and I think a few more things at the Fort Smith Symphony. Welcome back.
How are you?
I'm good. You?
I'm fine.
We are in April, which means a couple of things. One we're going to talk about today, one we'll talk about later this month. You can see the end of this season approaching. You can see the beginning of next season approaching.
Yes.
Let's talk about the end first, and we'll talk about the beginning later this month.
Okay. Sounds good.
Next concert up celebrates the bicentennial of the founding of Fort Smith.
That's right. It's on Saturday evening, April 21st. There are literally single seat tickets available. So if you don't mind sitting by yourself, there's one seat in row one and another seat in row 27. You know, it's one of those
things.
But I mean, it's, you know,
well, you wouldn't
it's
be sitting,
sold out.
You wouldn't be sitting by yourself. You just wouldn't be sitting with perhaps the person you came with.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. But I mean, technically, it's a sold out concert. It's been for a while. But yes, we're honoring the bicentennial of the city of Fort Smith with a real fun concert. It's a mix of Western music, of course. We have to talk about that heritage. So we're doing music from the Magnificent Seven, the original, the Elmer Bernstein. We're doing a lot of Elmer Bernstein. I didn't quite think of it that way, but the music from the original True Grit, which is wonderful, Elmer Bernstein.
Right.
We're doing music from the John Wayne film, The Cowboys. That's a John Williams piece. And
one of the few films in which John Wayne dies.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And we are performing a new work called From Disparate Lands by a wonderful composer named Philip Schroeder, who we wanted an Arkansas-based composer. So he was Arkansas-based until just a few months ago. So he wrote the piece while he was still living here. But it's a real pretty work and an exciting aside to it is the work is going to be included in a time capsule that's going to be placed somewhere in Fort Smith that's going to be buried and then, I guess, exhumed 100 years from now.
The tricentennial.
Yeah. So we've got a kind of a special score, and I think I'm going to do a letter saying, you know, this is from your ancestors, and I think that'll be sort of fun. What's really neat about the concert is we are performing with the Crumbs, and the Crumbs have been featured on KUAF, I think, a number of times. They are a wonderful bluegrass band that has been in Fort Smith. It's a Fort Smith-based band for a number of years.
Write songs steeped in history.
That is correct. So it was a perfect fit to have them come and perform with us. And I like the fact that you can see them performing everywhere in clubs and bars and restaurants. And typically, you don't see folks who are doing those sort of gigs on the symphony stage. You just don't, and it needs to change. And we're all doing music in all of our own ways. So they'll be performing some songs that are about the history of Fort Smith, and then we're also including the Ben Miller Band, which is a band that has roots in our area in
Joplin,
and two members live in Van Buren, and they have a very unique style. They've coined it as Ozark Stomp, and it's kind of a gritty, a rock country sort of bluegrass-ish style. Really good stuff. And we have wonderful Dave Holland, who's one of the members of the Crumbs, did all the orchestrations for the Crumbs works. Don and Terry Bailey, who are, you know, musical pillars in Fort Smith and the jazz world, they do a lot of arranging for us. So they arrange the orchestral pieces for a Ben Miller Band.
That's April 21st.
Yes.
Go ahead and call if you want tickets.
If you are okay to not sit with the person who you're sitting with, there's like, you know, 12 tickets or something left. And you can go to fortsmithsymphony.org and click buy tickets, and that would be the best way to do it.
Can you also get on a list, like, say, we waited too long, and if somebody on the 20th realizes that they've double booked themselves, it's also the nephew's
That's possible.
Birthday
they could
or bar mitzvah, and they have to cancel.
Right.
Okay.
Right. They could do that.
All right. Yeah. So now, the finale of the season will feature music of Florence Price.
Yes.
Are there more tickets for this, or are we still?
Seating is limited. There are some tickets available.
Okay.
And yeah, because of just the sign of the times, because of Urgene Kongs, who's been on the air, her recording of who she's our concert master, her recording of the Florence Price violin concertos, there's just been a flourishing, sudden interest, really in the last year, in Florence Price.
New York Times, The New Yorker, the BBC, NPR. Yep.
That's right. And born and raised in Little Rock. She was the first African-American female concert composer, to be recognized as such, the first person to write symphonies that were performed by a major symphony orchestra. So, and what's so important, I think, for us is she's an Arkansan. So the Fort Smith Symphony is starting a project of recording all four of her symphonies and some other of her orchestral works for Naxos International. It's sort of a follow-up to our William Grant Still project for Naxos. And the start of this is our concert on May 12th, and we'll be performing her first symphony, which is a beautiful work. And we'll be performing her fourth symphony, and that will be the world premiere performance.
The folks there in the venue will be hearing it for the first time
anywhere. Yes. Yeah. We have some people, I think, from Denver who are coming in, and some from Chicago because of the New York Times, mm-hmm. Articles. And it's this event has received a fair amount of recognition because it's so timely now, the interest in inclusion in classical music, and a lot of female composers are being featured. However, it's just great music.
Sure. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so you haven't heard this yet. You've seen the music, but you yourself haven't heard it.
Well, no, I cheated a little bit. The arrangers who took her original manuscript, mm-hmm. and made the set of parts, they were able to make a sort of a rough MIDI version.
Okay.
So there is an electronic, like digitized version.
So
I sort of have a general idea. But
that first rehearsal, when it's live musicians, they're in front of you, that'll be the first time you've heard it that way. I mean, because if you were going to do Tchaikovsky, whatever.
Yeah.
You've probably heard that piece before.
Exactly.
Performed by somebody on a CD or something. This.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
I know this isn't the first time you've heard a world premiere, but what's that like?
Oh, I really enjoy it. We do, like in the case we were talking earlier about Philip Schroeder's mm-hmm. piece, we actually commission a lot of pieces.
Yeah.
So that's really fun. And it's so great to hear it for the first time. In this case, it's sort of like a commission. It's not, because the piece has been around since 1945. A typical commission, the composer is right there. I won't have that.
True.
But it's a really neat experience to hear it and to see how the orchestra reacts to it.
Is there any room for surprise for you because you've read it, and if you've heard a MIDI?
There's a lot of room for surprise.
To your ears?
Oh, absolutely, okay. Yeah. Because things like how the orchestration actually really works, sure, that's all very new. And balance things you might have to adjust or think, I'm going to have to address X. Mm-hmm. And then when it's done acoustically and we're on stage, like, okay, that's fine.
You know what's interesting is because almost any concert that I go to, I'm hearing something for the first time. You know, I haven't heard the complete library of Mahler or Beethoven or anybody, or John Williams even.
Sure.
So almost every patron you have is probably having that experience every concert. There's something we haven't heard.
Exactly.
Do you think that is good for a conductor or a musician to also experience that in preparation?
Oh, yeah. Well, and if you think about really the tradition of music, it's about performing, and it's about playing new pieces. Mm-hmm. This whole idea, particularly for us talking about symphony, is, you know, this canon of works, and, you know, you're always playing, you know, music from the past. That's great, but really, even for those composers, or especially for those composers, when Brahms was having his pieces performed, you might have a quote-unquote old piece by Beethoven, but that was kind of like, well, you know, where's all the new stuff?
Right.
Let's hear all the new. And we've really gotten away from that. It's really unfortunate, and that's a whole other subject as to why, but I think it's really important to always hear new things. Well, if I want to hear something new, I can listen to a recording, yes, but as we've talked about a million times, it's very different. It's a totally different experience to hear it live.
All right. How can people find out more about the last two concerts of this season?
The easiest way would be fortsmithsymphony.org. Information, okay. And also tickets.
And the recordings of the Florence Price, when might we begin to see those? I know this is a process.
Yeah. It can take up to a year to release.
That's not so bad. But I get older, that doesn't sound so
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, really. I think, and of course, you know, I'm just saying this because you asked me, I wouldn't be surprised considering the interest in Florence Price. If you look at a lot of orchestras that are doing her music next year, there are a lot of orchestras that are doing her symphonies. I wouldn't be surprised if it comes out sooner because the timeliness of it is just perfect.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't want to wish your life away, but when you come back later this month, we're going to talk about next season.
Okay.
All right. John Jetter. You're welcome. John Jetter is the music director and conductor of the Fort Smith Symphony.